Joining us now, Daniel Halper. He is the contributing editor to the Washington Free Beacon and New York Times best-selling author of Clinton, Inc. Daniel, welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Mary, Vince, good morning. It's great to be here.
So there's really nothing to talk about, so nothing going on in D.C.
the weather's nice.
Yeah.
This whole Bannon-Trump feud that just exploded yesterday, I'm going to ask you the first thing that came to my mind is something doesn't smell right here. I think we're missing part of this story. It doesn't make sense to me that Steve Bannon, who knows how ferociously the president guards his family, would do something like this and say these things to an author who he knows is going to write a book and that these words are going to be out there. Why would he turn the president's fire on him like that?
Well, look, I can't get into Steve Bannon's mind, obviously, but you are correct that the allegation, of course, in this book is that Steve Bannon made some comments. He accused Don Jr. of treasonous activity, accused Trump Inc. Money laundering. He made very, very serious accusations, and he got too close, and he sort of went upstairs, if you will, and started attacking the family, and that was it. And Trump just unloaded yesterday in a way that I don't think I've ever seen as a statement, the way President Trump's was on Steve Bannon, saying that he lost his mind, that he had little to do with his win, that he pretends to be at war with the media, but that he's leaking to the media. It was just a crazy, insulting, belittling statement that I really think changes the dynamic for Steve Bannon going forward.
But the substance of the claims that Bannon is making here, the idea that there's money laundering going on and that Don Jr. was involved in a treasonous meeting, that is all catnip for a press which has spent a long time both building up Steve Bannon as sort of the brains behind the operation and trying to essentially make the same exact allegations. How much do you think this is going to play a role going forward in the Trump-Russia collusion story?
I think it's a huge role. I think he's going to be called forward and he's going to be a witness going forward, clearly. It's weird because up until this point, we have heard a lot about Paul Manafort. We've heard a lot about George Papadopoulos and various other Trump aides who are involved in this, but we haven't heard about people like Steve Bannon. Now, I think Steve Bannon is unquestionably going to be a member of this. He's going to be testifying. People are going to want to know why he thinks it's treasonous. And by the way, it doesn't absolve him either. Why didn't he call the FBI himself, or why didn't he take action against it? So it makes the Russia problems, I think, a lot worse for President Trump, which is another reason President Trump responded the way he did. Of course, the White House, it's always unclear to figure out exactly what happened, because the White House, on the one hand, says that this is like a work of fiction and it's a work of garbage. But on the other hand, President Trump's own lawyer last night sent a cease and desist letter to Steve Bannon saying, stop spreading these comments because you signed a non-disclosure agreement when you signed my campaign. So I don't know. You can't have it both ways. It can't both be garbage and, he should cease and desist. So
Bannon's comments, Daniel Halper, were not limited to just the allegation about a meeting that happened prior to his joining the campaign. If you look in the index of this new book by Michael Wolff, Bannon has spoken a lot to him, and he's quoted a lot. So it may be that the White House is saying, hey, cease and desist on the stuff that is true and stop spreading defamatory stuff on the stuff that isn't.
It may be, or it may be that it's all true. True that Bannon said it. Bannon, of course, has not denied it up until this point. So we have no idea what is going on behind the scenes in that regard. But it is. I think it does. In some ways, I think President Trump. This has been a long time coming. I think people like to see it as sort of this big blow up that happened yesterday, and it hasn't really occurred. But President Trump did fire Bannon 6 months ago, basically for leaking behind him and for creating chaos in the White House. Yesterday was the first day in, I think, 6 months or whatever since John Kelly came into the White House that it really felt like the first 6 months of the Trump administration. It shows, I think, how far the Trump administration has come in being a lot less chaotic, a lot more, normal. You still have certain things that are different than previous administrations, obviously.
Yep.
But there was this rampant chaos the first 6 months that you just don't have anymore, that has been really fixed And I think we were reminded of it yesterday with this outburst.
Right. And of course, Trump accusing Bannon of being a leaker in that statement. I want to ask you something that directly relates to kind of like what you and I do as well. You know, we've been in the conservative media for a while. And what I saw yesterday was almost no one willing to come out and speak up on behalf of or defend what happened with Steve Bannon. Why do you think that is? What animates the way that the conservative press responded to Bannon yesterday?
Well, there are a lot of people who don't like him. I mean, Steve Bannon has been pretty explicit in that he wants to destroy various publications and that he wants to be the kingmaker. And I think a lot of people don't want that. But he hasn't done anything to make friends either over the years. And I think for that reason, people I think are blaming a lot of the failures of the Trump administration, though, certainly in the first part of the Trump administration, on Steve Bannon and on his, because he was in a high position of power in the White House. So why not? It does seem to make sense in certain regards. And I think for that reason, people weren't willing to defend him yesterday. And it was shocking that nobody, did you see anybody defend him?
No, I mean, even his own website merely covered it as a news story. I didn't see any defenses of Steve on there on Breitbart.
Yeah, the only thing I saw was Dr. Gorka had tweeted out to keep calm and consider the source. Everyone needs to count to 10 regarding the story about Bannon. Just remember who the sources are, especially The Guardian. So
yeah, I mean, but the sources are supposedly Bannon himself.
Yeah.
Okay. So there was a minor defense from somebody who worked for him. I didn't see anything beyond that, which is really it doesn't speak well for him and his personal relationship.
Yeah, and we're seeing reporting this morning that Wolf actually has recordings of his conversation with Bannon, which would obviously bolster the case that these are the words of Steve Bannon, something that he has not denied. He had an opportunity yesterday on a radio show, didn't do that, just embraced the president instead. Thank you, Daniel Halper. Really appreciate your analysis this morning.
Thank you.
All right. And coming up, we're going to have more about the White House press corps and the way they treated all of this yesterday. Some of it was truly insane.